While one of these three techniques is enough to enable customer adoption, all three can be combined for greater success. Apple's success with the iPod is often credited to their ability to design a better MP3 player. So let's look at this through the lens of increasing returns. There were plenty of viable MP3 players on the market. However, the devices were often unreliable, sometimes difficult to use with different music downloading services, and illegal. Apple came into the market with high upfront costs in designing not just the iPod, but iTunes as well. The iPod took advantage of network effects by being easy to operate on any PC system. It also got rid of the difficulty and potential danger in downloading music while improving upon the existing network system. Finally, the combination of the iPod and iTunes was so easy to use that it made learning how to use it almost intuitive. This greatly increased chances of increasing customer Groovin. The Groovin Apple achieved also made the iPhone a big success since customers were already familiar with iTunes. It was the combination of the iPod and iTunes that enabled Apple to get the widespread adoption.